Absolutely brilliant. Can you see me better now? You can't miss me anyway in this pink shirt that I was painting in yesterday. Fantastic. Just so you don't notice this paint spots. Hey, you're looking good this morning. Ready? Oh, you're not ready. You're already into a fantastic day. Thank you for the water. Why don't you give these guys a huge hand clap? Absolutely brilliant. Grab your Bible. Hold your Bible up in the air. If you've got a Bible, hold on to the person next to you if you haven't got one. Or hold on to their Bible, I should say, in case you do something freaky there. Somebody might not want you hanging on to them. Just Bibles in the air. Let's make this our confession, our prayer today. We believe the Word of God. And today, we activate its power. All over this room, we are expected of miracles, breakthrough, hope, dreams, and vision. So today, in Jesus' name, we declare that if God is for us, who can be against us? In Jesus' name, we give you all the glory today. Come on, let's give him a massive applause today. He's worthy of all the honor, worthy of all the praise, worthy of all the glory. We serve a great God. We serve a risen Christ who is worthy of all praise. Amen. God bless you guys. You can sit down and we'll get right into the Word of God. And fasten your seatbelts, hang on to your hats, and let's go. Obviously, we've named this Vision Sunday. Is anyone excited about that? Yeah. And that's a great thing. That we've named it that we've called it that. But the reality is this is Vision Month. And we've been talking vision since the very start out of the month, right? I hope we all realize that. Like vision right through the month. We don't have a Vision Sunday because if you were here this Sunday and and next Sunday, that it would mean you'd miss it. So we want it to be right across the body. So 1 month of vision where we declare the vision, where we activate the vision, where we help you get a real perspective on where we're going as a church and where you can go as well, right? So in our own personal lives, I don't know about you, but I want to keep growing, keep going. Well, I do. About five people with me. I want to keep growing and keep going. And it's very easy in life to reach, you know, I think one of the saddest things I see in life is that people reach a place where they plateau. Let's never plateau in our lives. Let's make a declaration that we will not plateau, that we're going to keep pressing through and believing God for greatness, miracles, hope, revival, and Jesus' name, we want to see incredible lives outlived for the glory of God. Amen? Amen. So we're going to hand you out a card this morning. Here it is. We're going to hand you out a card this morning. All about our vision and something that you can... Oh, have you already got it? No. So the ushers will come around now. Thank you, ushers. And we're going to hand you one of these cards. And it's got on there some goals that you can write down while I preach, which is a good thing. While you're under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you can write down some goals. And we've listed four areas of your world that you can activate there. I'm just thinking, hello, ushers, are we going to be handing these out? Please. Or are they all cooking dinner or lunch for you? Okay. They'll be coming in a minute anyway. And so we'll get these cards in your hand because we want to pray over them today and believe God for greatness in your life. If you don't have a pen, you should just lift your hand right now so we can get a pen to you and you can fill these out, all right? Here they come. It's happening now. So if you don't have a pen, hold your hand up high and we'll get you a pen as well. And you can apply that and write something. The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. And I think in Proverbs 29, I love what it says there. It says, Proverbs 29:18, which is our declaration for this whole month, where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. Some versions say that the people actually perish, that they lose their way, that they lose focus, that they lose direction in their life. Last week, Jesse preached a great message on getting out of your box. Anybody like that message last week? I think that was it, was it, Jesse? Yeah. Getting out of your box, okay? So it's very easy to get boxed in and to become limited in our thinking, in our mindset, in our dreams, in our hopes. And what it does, it literally goes on to affect our families, our marriages, our homes, our employment. It affects every area of your life. So it's very important that we are a church that speak to and address vision, because we want every person to begin to rise above where they are right now and live in the victory that the cross of Jesus Christ is all about. I love Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 is probably one of my favorite verses, because when we talk about vision, some people get the thing, oh, I wonder where the vision is going this month or this year. I wonder where the vision is off to now. But reality, we haven't changed the vision since day one. And our vision has always been, let's basically, bottom line, transforming lives together. You can see it written in the cafe. And it's let's transform thousands of lives by the word of God and the power of the cross of Jesus. So it's all about Jesus. So Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's what it literally states. Jesus Christ. That's who we're all about. Jesus Christ, right? We're not about the programs. We're not about my nice shirt. We're not about the good chairs we're sitting on. We're not about a whole lot of things. We're about the Word of God, which emphasizes Jesus said, the Bible says, the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. His name is Jesus. So we're here to worship Jesus. That's why when we're worshiping, if you didn't like the worship this morning, get over yourself. It wasn't about you, it's about Jesus. In fact, if more of us realized it's about Christ, the worship would go to different dynamics and different levels, because we would sing out of our spirit, giving thanks to a God who redeemed us, healed us, gave us hope, and gave us an incredible future. So it's all about Jesus, okay? Let's just say that together. It's all about Jesus. Even though you might have thought it was about a whole lot of other things, it's because it's all about Jesus. Okay? I just want to emphasize that this morning, because my life is radically transformed through the power of the blood of Jesus. And I believe your life can be exactly the same. And I want to stir you up and encourage your faith. I want to read you something this morning out of Romans chapter 5, because I just love what it says there. And it's about the Word of God in our lives for this vision month that we're doing right now. It says there in verse, this is out of the Message Bible, so it's probably easier just to listen to me. By entering through faith, everybody say through faith, into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master, Jesus Christ. That's awesome, isn't it? And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that He has already thrown open His door to us. So we're talking about open doors and an open life and an open world this morning. Nothing confined, nothing restricted. Our title for this month, for this year, is Limitless. The God who is limitless. We've titled this month Limitless because God is above, outside of every limit you could have. God is outside of it. I can promise you, whatever you're thinking in your mind now, God's got more for you. I can promise you right now, whatever you've confined yourself to in life and marriage and purpose, there's more. And basically, the bottom line is, if you're living in what yesterday presented or served up for you, I want to say, you need to seriously get a hold of the Word of God. Because when I read the Word of God, it would declare to me and open my set, there's more. And God will always say, if you're not feeling well this morning, God says, I've got a miracle. And you've only got to read the book. That's why YouVersion is so good. We can get in there wherever you are reading the Word and find that there's more. If you're not feeling well, there's more for you. God says, I've got a miracle here for you today. Just while we're worshiping, God can heal you. So that's what he's talking about here, a wide open door for us. We find ourselves standing where we always hope we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. There's more to come. Let's yell that out this morning. There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience within us, and how the patience in turn forges the tempered steel of our virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. In alert expectation such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. And I would say that is the God I serve. We're never left feeling shortchanged. Whatever it is in your marriage, in your life, in your finances, in your world, God will never leave you feeling shortchanged. And the day you wake up feeling shortchanged, I dare you, open that Bible, start reading it, and get passionate again and catch fire. Quite the contrary, we can't round up enough containers to hold everything that God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. Is that good or what? I'm going to read that last little bit again because I think it's pretty awesome. Quite to the contrary, we can't round up enough containers to hold everything that God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. Last year, our theme was Uncharted. And we had our vision month last year all around the word uncharted, where we go into the year uncharted, not really having a determined destination, but believing that God would lead us as we trust Him and reintroduce and walk by faith and hold on to our theme, which really in our hearts is faith, hope, and love. That we walk by that. We don't walk upon something that the past would dictate in our life, but faith, hope, and love. And we reestablish some core beliefs of who we really believe we are. Our core beliefs and our character in line with the Word of God. And this year, we really want to take everybody on a journey, and we've named it Limitless. Which in turn means that there's a whole lot more inside of you that God wants to release. It's not about waiting for a ministry team to do something that would make this church great. It's about a group of people, a community, rising to a new level. And I dare you this morning to step by faith into the next dimension God's got for you. I dare you to grab a hold of some of the promises of God, because there's huge possibilities over your life. I could walk around this room and prophesy over literally dozens of you, as I have done in the past. But I believe that this year God wants to activate those prophecies. We don't just have them written in our diary, but we activate them and live by them this year. Can I call you to that this year? Can I call you to rise up to that? Because I believe that, and one of the things this year is we want to really get together and have a sense of family, unity, and connection. We want to connect together. We want to be a family. We want to be a community that literally walks together, because one will put 1,000 to flight, but the Bible says that two will put 10,000 to flight. Who knows what we can do with a room full of people like this? John gave an example of doing some work around this place. The other day, I had Greg Plummer come to my house. Man alive, what a legend. And we had some bricks to move and lay. And I want to tell you, what I could have done in a day, we did in no time at all. And sometimes, we got to realize that corporately, we can change the world in Jesus' name. That's why our declaration is transforming lives together. Not alone. You get weird people who do things alone, and sometimes they get kind of weird in it. But as we're together, we encourage one another, we reinforce faith, we rise up, and we kick the devil in the head and go for gold in Jesus' name. So our family camp is a great opportunity for that, all right? We do a lot of stuff. I think some people think we just come up with an idea. Oh my goodness, wouldn't it be a good idea to have a family camp? And it's kind of considered as a thought. Nonetheless, let me say this morning that family camp is very intentional about us going together, hanging together, because when you hang together, you build one another's faith up. Sometimes, I tell you, I can look around this room and see spirits on people. Sometimes I can literally see. God opens my eyes to see things on people that you never get a chance to address. You can't do it publicly, and sometimes you just need to hang together outside of the environment of a 1.5 or whatever it is hour church service where you can address some things and let's move on into some power. I don't want to live in non-victory all my life because I've got a demon spirit hanging over my life. I want to get together with people that can recognize it, point it out in my life and say, you need to deal with this so you can live in the power that God's got for your life. Don't get quiet on me now, you Presbyterians. And I think that sometimes that what we need to do is we need to understand that the programs we put in place are just not about programs, but they're about getting people together so we can march in victory like they did around the walls of Jericho and see some walls come down in Jesus' name. I want some walls to come down. I want to see revival in my city. I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate for revival in Albany. I'm passionate to see souls coming to Christ. I'm passionate to see people healed, delivered, and set free. We need some miracles that we can talk about, celebrate about the goodness of God, okay? So limitless is our word for this year. Our conference last year was Speak. Some of you will remember. Who was at Speak last year? It was a great conference, and God prophetically spoke to us. I can't remember the lady's name who came here last year. Cindy Ruakiri. Seriously prophesied into the life of the church, into the atmosphere. Pastor Tim Hall was here. Legend of the Word of God coming back again this year. But we really experienced God speaking to us. We've moved this year into the theme and we've called it Become. It's no good God speaking to you unless you actually activate it and become something. I think a lot of you go, God, would you speak to me again? Oh, God, please speak again this Sunday. God, say something through the preacher. Well, God's always speaking. Every time I open the Word of God, He's speaking. God is always speaking. God's not short of opportunities to speak to us. I think James said it clearly when he said, the problem is, guys, faith without works is dead. And so to bring action into it would be the greatest key. So what action can we bring this year that we would become? Let's not just speak about it, but let's become what God's got for us and let's activate that in our lives and live bigger lives in Jesus' name. If the Bible says we can live bigger lives, let's become that and let's live through it in Jesus' name. So we've got some, and I put together a few thoughts here, some expectations in which you can live. Remember last time I preached, was 2 weeks ago, I think, and I want to continue on with that message today. The limitless God living in through your life. The limitless God living through your life. So, if God is limitless, then surely we can live beyond some of the things that try to hold us down. In I think it's in Psalm 78. Actually, I don't know where it is. I've got to be honest with you. Actually, yes, I do, because I wrote it down on my phone this morning. It's a great verse. I'm going to give it to you. But in Psalm, where is it? Here we go. This is just a great verse, and I believe that this is powerful in your life. Psalm 78:41, they limited the Holy One of Israel. Now, I don't know about you, but I do not want to limit God in my life. I do not want God to be limited. We have one life, one opportunity. When I was a builder on the building site, I used to go around. I got born again, radically transformed. My life became on fire. I realized the Bible says they limited God because they forgot how incredibly good He was when He saved them and redeemed them. I have never forgotten the day God delivered me out of my sin. I celebrate it every single day. I hope you do. Looking for one or two words of cheering up response right there. I hope you do. Here it is. Let me read it to you. Yes, again and again they tempted God and they limited the Holy One of Israel because they did not remember His power or the day He redeemed them from the enemy when He worked great signs and wonders in their lives. I don't know about you, friend, but whenever I start thinking about vision, I start thinking the only time I ever think back is back to the day God delivered me and set me free to outlive his purpose in my life this day. It changed our life, our marriage, our destiny, our purpose, our hopes. Everything shifted on this one day when God entered into our lives. And I want to tell you, I will never, ever forget how darn cool and an energetically powerful that was in our lives. So just a couple of things, and I'm going to give these to you now, that I really believe that God wants to do in your life. So here's what we're going to release to you and bring you through this year. Through prayer and fasting. Everybody say fasting. Fasting. I know we hate that word. It should have been feasting, but fasting, okay? Through prayer and fasting. People don't understand the power of fasting. They have no idea of it. They think it's going without food. That's bull. If you read your Bible, this is why it's so important that we read our Bibles. When Jesus went into the wilderness, he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, okay? When the devil came to deceive him and tempt him and undermine his authority, his power, and his purpose, and the cross, the devil came to undermine all of that, and Jesus totally overcame him and defeated him right there in the garden. Now, what it is that there's incredible power when you fast, because we mostly get tied up, and it's sad to say, but I think our subconscious rules our life most of the time. I think our subconscious overrides and rules our life. But I want to tell you, you start fasting with a purpose in God, and you will unlock your subconscious mind, and you'll start to tune into your supernatural spirit, Holy Ghost-filled self, and you'll start to live in the victory that Jesus won for you on Calvary. And in that realm, you have every answer, you can overcome the enemy, and you can walk in victory. People always say to me, Don, how do you do it? It's not how do you do it, it's about disciplining your life. It's about, I choose to live in discipline because I want to live in the victory that Christ won for me on Calvary. Adam lost our willpower in the Garden of Eden. He surrendered it to Satan, our willpower. Jesus won it back in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, not my will, but thy will be done. I've claimed that as a promise in my life, and I've chosen to live in the victory through following the steps of Jesus, through baptism in every part of his life, and that's why I get totally devoted to the Word of God and outlive it in my life. I want to live in victory. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to be something that we have a nice little religious mindset, but I want to have the power of the Holy Spirit in my life to live in victory. Amen. Is this making any sense here? Through prayer and only got the first couple of words out. Through prayer and fasting and the Word of God, we want to help you break through the limiting beliefs and fears that are holding you back in life. Thousands of people held back by fear. Let's break those shackles in Jesus' name. And get a bunch of people living in victory. And establish a platform of faith through the Word of God that will raise your spiritual awareness. Because one thing just to live aware, self-aware, we're all self-aware, that's why we're all taking selfies every day. But have a spiritual awareness that can open up your world for you and release you into the possibilities of God. Disconnect from some of the psychic vampires that suck the energy out of you every day with negativity, doubt, fear, and all that stuff, and let's live in the power of God's victory. So, one of the things, you know, to be aware or spiritually aware of what triggers you in life. We want to teach some people these things this year. To be aware of what triggers you in life. You know, there are things that triggers us and create feelings in our lives, and feelings create either positive or negative feelings, one way, or emotions, should I say, negative or positive emotions, and emotions create thoughts, and thoughts create reactions, and then you do stuff, and sometimes you don't want, and your reactions drain you of emotional and spiritual energy. So we've got to be very careful of how we react. I like to live a life of response. And I find that God's word causes me to be a peacemaker. I react in the middle of disastrous situations and bring peace because I respond, not react. Is any of this helping anybody? Yeah. Number two, to see people set free to live authentically. authentically. Let's live authentic Christian lives with no negative emotions, no unforgiveness tangling our spirit up and causing us to come under defeat. But let's live in the victory of forgiving people. Amen. I just looked at my clock. Time's up already. Number three, we're going to move on real quick. To establish an atmosphere which cultivates a spirit of generosity. Everybody yell out generosity. That's why you've got these cards in your hand. And I want you to get them right now because we need to think about filling these out. Generosity is the overriding emphasis upon which every goal in our life should be set. It unlocks your imagination to tap into your passion, your purpose, and unleash the potential to live bigger, like the Bible says, to live bigger and live in the victory that God. Number four, set a pathway which will help you reprogram your subconscious. Like I said, through prayer and fasting. That's why we put on a prayer meeting. I think we call it Kingdom Come. And we have a great prayer meeting here which we release and unlock and release people into the power of the anointing of the Spirit in their life instead of living in some subconscious past that locks you up and defeats you. Let's live in the victory of the cross. And I really believe this stuff. You've got to understand. Number five, to establish biblical keys which will release you into a disciplined life, which will upgrade your spiritual position. Let's upgrade our lives a little, guys. Live on a different platform. Number six, learn how to tap into the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeehaw! Tap in. See, some people right now, I tell you what, if you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, not filled with the power of God, you will struggle in your life and you'll struggle to overcome and live in the victory. And I really believe God wants to baptize you and fill you with the Holy Spirit so we can align our vision with what God's doing in our lives, okay? Number seven, to strengthen and upgrade your personal faith and belief system. I want people to be strengthened in their personal faith and their belief system so that we can be a testimony. So we can share our faith, not out of intimidation, but out of a courageous heart, that we love who we are, who we serve, where we're going, and what we're a part of. And it's only then that your passion really influences and leads atmospheres and brings people to Christ. I love what Jesse Duplantis says. I was reading some of his stuff the other night, and he said, advancement brings revelation, revelation brings inspiration, and inspiration produces a manifestation. That's good stuff, isn't it? So in Ephesians, it goes on to say after that, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. I love that stuff. Here, I want you to just put up those slides. We're going to quickly show you some slides, and then we're going to pray for you all. And remember last time I preached about the limitless God in your life. And I spoke about Larry Walters, who flew a deck chair to 16,000 feet. Remember it? Anybody remember that story? Okay. And then we talked about that story. And I said, God wants to give us dreams that will take us to new heights, that we break out of some of the boxes and we live in expectation. Well, our expectation this year is that healthy people make healthy families, and healthy families make a great church, but it all starts with the individual. Everything about God's word starts with the individual. So up here you can see this is kind of our vision circle, our four pillars that we go. Connect, grow, lead, serve. Serve, lead. Connect, grow, serve, lead, sorry. And so we will always, that will never shift. We want to connect, okay? So it's all about connect. Healthy churches connect. Everybody yell out connect. That's why we're having a camp, so we can connect. Sometimes you just come in here for an hour and a half and you barely say hello to each other and we zoom off. And I would ask you this, at what price would you sacrifice the altar, on the altar of defeat, your ability to connect? At what price would we sacrifice that? Because I think one of the most powerful things in our life would be to invest in our connections. Don't get noisy on me now. Investing in your connection. Julia and I sat down with one of my coaches on Thursday night, one of the most powerful moments in my life, an international coach who I've hired in my life 10 years ago, who would be one of the great keys in unlocking victory in our life. It costs a lot of money to connect in that. But I want to tell you, I could sacrifice that on the altar of, oh, too much, too difficult, too hard. Let's live boring little boxed in Kiwi, peer through the keyhole with both eyes at the same time mindsets, and let's just live in that world for the rest of my life. But no, we choose to make an investment to connect, everybody yell out connect, and live in a bigger world. That's what camp's about, incidentally, okay? So connect, grow, because you always grow out of it. Then you serve, then you lead, okay? Next slide, please. Because this is all about the vision for this year. So there's a barrel, okay? Every church, every relationship, every family, every life is like a barrel. You are a barrel. At what level does the goodness of God pour out of your life and never gets to be full enough to overflow into somebody else's life? Is it at the realm? Is your minimum right now in your life unforgiveness? Is your minimum in your life some kind of hurt or disappointment or failure of the past? Or is it fear? Fear of rejection, fear of death, fear of brokenness, fear of losing out? What is the lowest level of the barrel, one of the boards on the side of your barrel? Because you will overflow there and never get to be at the top level that God wants you to live, where you're healed, restored, delivered, made whole. That's what the Bible's talking about. Being made whole. So when you're whole, so when I walk into a room in most places, I affect the environment, it doesn't affect me. But most people, because they're overflowing way down here, still at the realm of bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, hurt, disappointment, broken marriage, broken this, whatever in your life, fear of death for something that happened 20 years ago, and we live in those realms. But I believe today that we can get healed as we connect together, as we pray for one another and believe for the power of the Holy Spirit to break open in your life in Jesus' name. And every barrel level goes to the top. Next slide, please. So same in a church. In a church, we've recently looked at natural church development, and we've had, where is he? I can't even see him now. Gabriel there, working on church development for us, and working in that. We've had Stan Lowe. Where's Stan Lowe? I did see him hiding somewhere. Mr. Stan Lowe, working and doing a strategic plan for us. And this is what's come out of it, okay? Connect is all about holistic small groups and loving relationships. That's why the camp's important. That's why that small group's important. That's why we address some things this year that you can get involved in that'll change your world, okay? Then you've got, next to it, you've got grow, just working a little bit anti-clockwise there. You've got passionate spirituality and inspiring worship service, okay? Those sort of things, believe it or not, make you healthy. And we want to be how many want a healthy church? I want to be a part. Healthy things grow. And so I want to be a part of something that's really healthy. So when you grow, we need passionate spirituality and inspiring worship. To serve, need-orientated evangelism. There's opportunities everywhere in this organization. In our community, there's opportunities all over the place to serve in a way where we can find, and we've already designated some really key spots of this, our world, that we can be effective in evangelism with. Gift-based ministry. And I know that there are many ministries. I'm looking right now at Enroy sitting down there, who's right now the chaplain for the Warriors, the New Zealand Warriors. Yoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Come on. We want the Warriors to do some winning, and he's the chaplain praying over them. Something good's going to happen out of that. And so serving, finding a place for gift-based ministry, and there's thousands of them. And then lead, effective structure and empowering leadership. So all of these come together to produce a very, very healthy church. We've identified that. We've had Stan Lowe working on it with a strategic, with his MBA and all that cleverness he's got, and Gabriel. And I want to tell you right now, I believe we're on a pathway to see great victory in God and what God's doing. We have an incredible team that are working on this. Jesse, myself, Kim, Julia, Christy. And I want to tell you right now, get ready for the future in Jesus' name. Next slide, please. Some things that are listed there. And it just shows you right now, and this is where I believe we need to work on. So number 8 right at the bottom. If that's the bottom, holistic small groups, loving relationships, number 7, let's take those things to the top of this church. Can I encourage you to do that? That's going to mean something. That's going to mean we need to connect a bit. That's going to mean I need to find someone who I've never met before. Let's look around here, okay? I know it's lunchtime and they've got lunch cooked out there and it's time to go. I never met you. Hannah, right here. Hannah, I just met Hannah this morning. What a privilege and an honor that was. The beautiful Hannah visiting for the first time. Now, here's the deal on that, you see. We have got to know, if you're not comfortable in yourself, if you're not whole, you get intimidated about meeting people, intimidated about even walking down here. You get intimidated by a whole lot of things. But when you're whole, when your boards go to the top through reading the word, through praying, through getting delivered, through attending whatever it's called, cleansing stream, getting free of some stuff that's locked you up, you get free to meet and greet and hug people and invite them into your world and see them set free. Incidentally, just before I go one step further, Hannah, I believe right now, and I just see this, when I only met you 20 minutes ago, and sorry, I hope I'm not embarrassing at all, but I believe you're a woman who has incredible capacity to influence and affect hundreds and literally thousands of people around about you. And I believe God's given you keys that unlock that, and I believe you're about to see the best years you've ever seen. I want to tell you, get ready for what God's about to unlock in your world in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's take holistic small groups, loving relationships, from the bottom of that scale right to the top one in this church. Are you with me? Are you with me? I want to do that, and I'm going to work on it. Camp's number one. Let's get into a camp. Let's go there. Hang out together. Chill together. Play together. Some of you guys just, I don't know what it is. You're just quiet. But let's play together. Next slide. And there it is. Community, discipleship, evangelism, and leadership. And if we align our strategies with those keys, I want to tell you there's no telling what God will do in your life. Are you ready for it? Larry Walters ended up coming back down to earth. He shot a few of his balloons and came back down. I told you that story, remember? Yeah. And so he came back down. And what I want to say about that, and I want to finish that point off this morning, because what I never got to tell you is that 5 years after Larry Walters did that, somebody who read the story of what Larry did got an inspirational vision and made a movie called Up. Now, I want to tell you right now, what you do as you step into vision, as you break out of where you are and believe that you serve a God without any limits, a God who is unlimited in every way, who will use you to lay hands on the sick and heal them, use you to bring people into great environments of love, comfort and peace, and you're going to see the world change in Jesus' name. And I want to tell you, let them make a movie about the incredible things that God's done through Inspire Church in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. We can do it, guys. Okay, you've got those cards in your hand. I've summit you personally. Make a goal this year that I'm going to live by that personal goal. And it might be simply that personally, I'm going to choose to live outside the boxes that have limited me for so long. Serving. God, where can I serve you? In what way can I serve? What way can I lay down my life for somebody else? Now, I don't think you should limit that to one area. I serve in many areas. I love it that John went and served at a marriage, at a wedding yesterday, simply because it was an opportunity to bring the gospel. That's serving beyond your own need and life and world. Connecting. God, who can I connect to? I have a list of 15 people that are on my list consistently that I'm connecting with. I want to challenge you to put down some people that you're connecting with. Let's connect this year. Let's make it a connection year. Invite people to dinner today. You don't have to invite them. You can have lunch right here. There's the cheapest lunch you'll ever get, and one of the best lunches. My son-in-law's out there cooking it, and I can guarantee you it's one of the best lunches. If it's not burnt, it's going to be one of the best lunches you've ever had, only because I'm gone too long. Okay, I'm 1 minute 37 over. And it could, who knows what could be happening to your crispy pork piece right now. That just makes the juices flow right there. I could see some of you stop dribbling, Merv, thinking about that pork piece. Connecting, okay, let's connect. And finally, financially, put down a goal that you can financially commit to this year that can open heaven. The Bible is not, I believe every word of the Bible. A lot of people struggle with different parts of it. I just love it. I just received the word day one. I've never had issues with the Bible. I've just walked with it. But here's the deal, and we talked about it, I think, the other week too, Malachi, the book of Malachi. Some of you boring Kiwis call it Malachi, and it's, but it is Malachi, I can assure you. It's a European word. In the book of Malachi, that chapter 3, verse 10, I believe it is, God says, test me in your finances and see if I will not open the floodgates of heaven over your world, that it will be so incredibly awesome you will not have the capacity to contain it. If God is unlimited, let him stretch out our tent pegs and increase our capacity this year. Let's get generous. Finances is not all about just giving. It's about being generous, okay? It's about having a heart. That's why underlining every one of these is the word generosity. I want us to be a generous church. Today, shout someone a lunch out here. Cheapest lunch you'll ever get. You can go to, I don't know, Kentucky Fried Chicken and spend $5 there and get something that's going to kill you. Or here you could buy something for, I don't know what it is, way too cheap. I think it's $5, be the healthiest meal you've ever had. That, where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. On the back of that is our connect, grow, serve and lead. I want to encourage you this year to stand with me and let's go together with a vision. Obviously, we've got another, I think, 2 weeks left of Limitless, our vision month, and we're going to be going for God in that. But today, I want you to stand with me. And here's what I want to declare over your life right now, that you would live in the limitless blessing of God's love and favor over your lives this year in Jesus' name. Amen? That you would live in it. So why don't we bow our heads and pray? Father, we want to thank you right now for your incredible love, for your mercy, for your joy, for your peace, for your hope. God, we thank you for the vision you've given us, and we thank you, God, for lives that can live in the potential and purpose and passion that you've destined for us. Thank you, God, that you already have a plan for us. Help us to step up, to leave behind stuff that's held us back and to live in the victory you've got for our tomorrow in Jesus' name. Well, heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Maybe you're here today and you've never made Jesus Christ Lord of your life. And maybe today you say, man, I really do need to set my life this year by giving Christ the first place in my life. Friend, I did that 37 years ago, and I want to tell you right now, the best decision I ever made was saying, Jesus, I give you the keys to my heart. I want you to come in, live in me, unlock my life, and be Lord over everything of my world. And friend, if that's you today and you need to surrender your life to Christ, why don't you quickly lift your hand right now, and we'll include you in a prayer. If that's you, Don, I need to give my life to Christ today. Don, I need to make Jesus Lord of my life. Don, I need to get right with God today. And would you please just lift your hand and we'll include you in a prayer today and believe God for a miraculous, miracle future in your world in Jesus' name. Is there anybody there? Give me a wave if I haven't seen your hand, because I want to move on with this, but I want to give you every opportunity. Is that somebody here right now? God speaking to your heart? In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't you stand with me today? Hold your card in your hand if you would, please. Your vision card. You got this in your hand. I'm going to invite every single person in the place. Here's what I want to do. I want to pray over your vision. I want to pray over your goals, your personal goals, your serving goals, your connecting goals, and your financial goals. And I want to speak God's blessing over it this morning. So I want you to grab your card you've got. Come quickly. Let's stand on the altar. And this is not to embarrass or disturb anybody, but it's just to bring everybody here. I want to get you all to step out of the box, come and say, God, here I am. I'm presenting my goals, my vision, my purpose to you this year, and I want you to lead me and guide me. I give it to you, God. I give you my full attention this morning, that you would lead and guide me and make my vision fruitful. God, I want to have a life that is very, very keyed into your purpose. So as we come, and as the musicians come, and as all those people come, thank you. We're going to come on, crowd the altar. We're going to believe God for this. Jesus' name. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to believe God right now. Obviously, we have a great leadership team here, and we could get them all to lay hands on you, but seriously, we just don't have time this morning. So as you come, let's believe God right now. Hold your card up to heaven, and let's prophesy over it right now. God, I prophesy over every vision, over every life, over every business, over every community that's gathered here today. God, I prophesy over marriages. I prophesy over health, over your health. Right, I speak to your health. I prophesy over your mind that God would unlock you and that the supernatural power of God come on you right now and that your subconscious would be tuned in and keyed into the anointing of the Holy Spirit on this altar today and that you would walk in the uncontainable victory of a limitless God this year and that you would see results, miracles, financial breakthrough. I see it over somebody right now. I see right now, I see someone's fear being broken in Jesus' name. I see fear of the future being snapped over somebody's life right now. I see somebody right now, your business has been financially struggling, and I see God giving you a key that unlocks the incredible victory of His power in your life. I see a marriage represented here right now, and I see God coming into that marriage through the Word of God and through prayer, and I see Him giving you renewed love and renewed hope in Jesus' name. I see a family right now where there's disjointedness and tension, and I see God bringing healing to that family through the power of His Word. God, let your vision be established in our lives this year, and let us walk in the incredible favor of the God who is able, in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody shouted, amen. Amen. God bless you. We're going to have a fantastic year. Outlive the purposes of God. Have lunch today. Invite someone to eat at your table. In fact, enjoy the brand new tables we've got out there in the courtyard this morning. Have fun and joy and be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Love you all.